Hi, this is Kathy Forstie from the Far West Music Conference here in Oakland, California. We're having a great time, and we get to chat with some of the people who are doing their showcases this evening. And one of those people is Alice Wallace. Thank you so much for sitting down and chatting with us.
Thank you for having me.
So how did you get chosen for the showcase? Do you know?
Well, you submit online, and it was actually kind of serendipitous. One of the organizers saw me play in L.A. on the day that the showcase submissions were closing, and she said, "Did you submit?" And I said, "No." And so I literally sat in the venue after my show and filled out the application on my phone, all of the different parts, and got it in before midnight, and somehow I was chosen. So it was really great that she suggested I do that right at the end.
Yeah, and how long have you been doing the singer-songwriter thing?
Years and years, but it's been about 2.5 years that I quit my job, and I've been full-time just touring all over the country. I just put out my third album this past Friday, so it's exactly a week old today.
Wow, and a newborn.
I know, so it's been a really exciting past couple of years, and I'm really excited about this new album, very proud of it, and just going to see where we can go with it.
So tell people what you consider your style to be like. Comparatively,
I usually say Americana, though it is very influenced by kind of classic country. I do a lot of yodeling in my shows. I'm very influenced by people ranging from Patsy Cline to Emmylou Harris to Linda Ronstadt. So just kind of classic country, Americana, a little bit of blues influence, a little bit of folk influence. But yeah,
that's cool. Well, you're not an older person, and you mentioned a lot of older artists there. How did you glom onto those?
Well, you know, I grew up around very musical parents, which helped. They had great taste in music, so I grew up listening to my mom and dad harmonizing on all these great old songs from the 50s and 60s and 70s. And so I was naturally inclined to go that direction. You know, like when I was in high school, it was kind of the boom of the singer-songwriters, and that time Jewel and Sarah McLachlan. And that's what really inspired me to pick up the guitar and start writing my own songs. But once I did, I kind of started going back to that music that I grew up with and realizing how great it was and how great the song writing was, and just the quality of the vocals and the performance. So that ended up being the direction I went.
That's great. So you have come from a musical family then?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, my dad and mom are both great. My dad toured a little bit when he was younger before he got married and had kids and did that whole thing. But yeah, I was really lucky to grow up in a musical house where it was just very common and natural to pick up a guitar and start playing.
So they weren't too disappointed when you decided to quit your job and go out on the road?
No, they're very supportive. And in fact, when I quit my job, I moved back in with them so I wouldn't have to pay rent in Southern California, where it's very expensive since I travel a lot and I'm not even home that often. You know, they're nice enough to support me and let me have a place to live while I pursue my dreams.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's great. Great to have parents like that.
It is. I hear a lot of stories from other people who are not being supported that well, you know. And I can understand there's a lot of reservations to be had about trying to pursue a career in music, but you know, I'm very lucky in that way.
Yeah, you got to pursue your passion. Are you kind of die inside, you know? I mean, that's way I feel.
Yeah, I did for a long time. I got a degree in journalism, and I worked for newspapers for a while and various other jobs. So, like, because it's only been a little over 2 years since I actually went full-time. I used to have a lot of day jobs, and I would just sit there and wish I was playing music all day long, and after a while, I couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah, well, working in journalism can make you die inside pretty quickly. Coming from someone who's worked in television most of my life, so.
Right.
Well, what was the first song? How old were you when you wrote your first song?
About 16, 15 or 16. I'm actually not 100% sure, but but yeah, I started writing songs around then, and I pretty quickly after that, I entered a talent show in high school, and I won the talent show, and so I thought, okay, well, at least I know I have a little bit of talent, and I'm going to keep going with this, and, you know, after that, you know, once I hit college, I was doing shows at every local venue that I could pick up a show, and I've been doing that ever since. And I always did try to have a job on top of it. I felt like I needed to have a normal career path in spite of my passion for music, and finally I said, nope, not anymore.
Yeah, that's great. Is this your first Far West Conference?
It is my first time here, so it's been quite an adventure so far. Only you know, not even a full day in, I guess, probably considering when we got here. But yeah, it's been great just to meet so many musicians and other people in the industry. Got to go to a couple of great panels today, learn a lot about publishing and performance, and it's great to get some
Some feedback. Yeah.
Yeah, some feedback and just some more knowledge from people who have been doing this longer than I have.
Right. So tell people about your new CD and where they can find it and about your website and stuff.
Yeah, and my new CD, it actually came out on a small label in Los Angeles called California Country Records, which was started by a couple of artists down in LA. And so they've been very helpful to me in getting this out to the world. And my website's alicewallacemusic.com, and you can buy it on there. You can find it on iTunes. You can find it on Amazon. I believe it's on Amazon now. At least the digital is on Amazon. And yeah, I'm so proud of it. This is certainly the best thing I've ever produced. And we're hoping, you know, with the right publicity, get the word out, you know, we'll see what we can do.
Yeah, well, great. Well, I'm glad you came by and stopped by and talked to us, and hopefully we'll get that CD some publicity, and you'll be like the superstar next year here.
That would be wonderful, you know, whatever works. But thank you for having me, and I'm so glad, so happy to be here.
No, thank you. Thank you. Alice Wallace, everybody. I'm Kathy Forster reporting live from Far West Music Conference here in Oakland, California.